The Bible tells a time in which Jesus is gathered with a bunch of children, and they come up to him, and he has open arms, and he accepts them into his lap, and he laughs with them, and has those children right there. The disciples didn't like it. They said, Jesus, you have other things that you should be doing. Jesus rebuked the disciples and said these words, "Let the children come to me." We do that here at Peace Lutheran Church in the most bold way by baptizing children, bringing them into Jesus' arms. And so today's a really exciting day for the Santora family and for Andrew William. So I start by asking this question to the parents. How is this child to be named?
Andrew William. Yeah, Santora.
Andrew William Santora, receive the mark of the cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. All right. Little brother Caleb has a Bible passage to share with us today about baptism.
Mark 16:16. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved.
Thank you, Caleb. What a great promise that is. And at this point, we are going to confess what we believe it is to be a Christian with the words of the Creed. We share these together as a family of God. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And now we do pray the prayer Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And so today is the beginning of a long journey for Andrew, and what a blessing it is. He looks pretty calm right now. Let's see how he does right now. Andrew William Santora, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sorry, little guy. Got a little bit in your eye. Let's pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the yes you have given to little Andrew. And what a journey it has been for this family to get up to this day. We pray that you'd continue to walk each day with Andrew so that day will come when he will profess with his mouth, Jesus is my Lord. Use each one of us here at this church to lead him to that day and bless these parents in their spiritual care of Andrew. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, there we go. Perfect. And we have a candle for you. And as our choir will sing today, Jesus is the light of the world. No darkness can overcome him. And a special remembrance of Andrew's baptism, you can light it each year to remember this special day.
Andrew William Santora. In holy baptism, God the Father has made you a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us in all treasures of heaven and in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our brother Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into the marvelous light. We welcome you in the name of our Lord.
All right, go in peace. All right.